something for the weekend on Saturday. If you are looking for something to do, I have no doubt that you've heard about a very special event happening at the RDS. And to tell us all about it is Gillian Wilson. Hello, Gillian. How are you? What is going on?
Yeah, so we've launched Van Gogh Dublin at the RDS, which is an immersive journey into the works of Van Gogh, and also two other fantastic contemporary digital artworks are on display.
Okay, now you say Van Gogh. When we were in school, we learned it as Van Gogh. So that's wrong, is it?
Do you know what? I actually spoke to a lovely Dutch lady who was at one of the showings over the weekend, and she actually said it's Van Gogh, but I think that's just, we kind of know it as Van Gogh or Van Gogh.
So we're all wrong.
My view is that we're probably all wrong, but what's important is if you enjoy looking at his paintings and experiencing him. I think that's the most important thing.
So many people are talking about this show. I've seen absolutely loads about it on social media and the like. What exactly is it and who will enjoy it?
Yeah, so it's really what I would call audiovisual storytelling. So what we do have done is taken Van Gogh's paintings, if you imagine, as the kind of the base, and then you layer these technologies on top of that, so the like of artificial intelligence and data analysis, augmented reality. And what happens is, if you imagine in Hall 2 in the RDS, it's this double height space. There's projections on the floor and on the walls, and the paintings are really brought to life. And what the Creative Design Studio have also done is they've taken Van Gogh's back catalogue. So he's got over 2,000 paintings and writings and scribbles and, you know, drawings and pencil drawings, etc. And through this machine learning, they're able to actually generate then with artificial intelligence paintings in what would be Van Gogh's style. So it's this really incredible journey through his life, and then taken to sort of the futuristic element of what he might have looked like or what his paintings might have looked like in the present day.
And Gillian, just remind us of the paintings that Van Gogh would have done. What were the names of some of the famous ones?
Well, I think everybody would know Starry Night and Sunflowers and probably Almond Blossom, but he kind of lived his world through his paintings, if that makes sense. So people would witness the episodes in his life, such as This Day in Paris, and then he went south to follow the sun, so then he had a whole sunflower period. Then there was a lot of the workers, which are these like portraits that he frequently painted. So those were the people that he met in his life. The influence of Japanese art had on him was around like the like of the Almond Blossom. You experience paintings that he would have painted from his window when he stayed in the asylum. So, you know, you've got this kind of journey through his life and through his psyche almost when you follow it through. And it's all knitted together in a really fantastic, immersive, multi-sensory way through this exhibition.
Yeah, you're taking me back now to my Leaving Cert days of doing art history. I've forgotten it all. Is this a show that kids will enjoy as well? Or do you need to be into art?
I would be no way an art critic or even really somebody that knows an awful lot about art, but absolutely art lovers will appreciate the digital artwork inspired by Van Gogh's paintings. But everyone will enjoy what is a really fully absorbing multi-sensory experience. And, you know, we've real first-hand experience now of that, watching people's reactions. We've had lovely things where, you know, the kids are running around chasing the images on the floor as they're moving. We've had our pensioners in enjoying it. So it's really for everyone. And you get to have an experience regardless of whether you're interested in art or not, because it is such a visual multi-sensory impact on you.
Yeah, it's so different, isn't it? Is this the first time something like this has been done in Ireland?
Yeah, so it's the first immersive digital exhibition of this kind. Now, there are other, you know, it's really bounced in the like of Europe, across Asia and the States, and there have been exhibitions in the UK as well, but it's the first to come to Ireland. And the Van Gogh section of this exhibition is also a world premiere, so this content will then potentially be toured elsewhere in the world, but our Irish audiences will be the first to see it. And then we also have two other contemporary artworks, which again, the show Journey and Everything. And Journey itself is a multi-award winning piece, which was shown in Atelier du Lumière in Paris, which is one of the first digital immersive destinations in the world.
Well, you want to get in before it goes, because people always say, well, I must go to that, and then they go and they realise it's gone.
Right.
So what dates are you there till?
So we're there until the 4th of August, so people have a bit of time. But what I would say, the like of this weekend is sold out. This week has been busy, next week's busy, June now weekends are very busy. So I would encourage people to go on to vangodublin.com ticketmaster.com, and you can purchase your tickets there. We've partnered with Ticketmaster, and they've a partner platform called Universe, which is where the tickets are being sold from. And some of your listeners might have heard there is another exhibition that has been going on. I think it was postponed from the beginning of May. I think their venue may now be out somewhere in Arcane or something like that. So just make sure that you're going to the RDS show as it's shown on fangodublin.com, and it's through Ticketmaster's partner platform Universe for the ticket.
Oh, yeah, because I did hear there was some confusion over another show as well. People were buying the wrong tickets, so you need to make sure it's the one in the RDS that
absolutely.
And
I would just encourage your listeners to check the tickets. We have had, you know, quite a number of people that have turned up to the exhibition in the past few days who have tickets for the other show, which I think was postponed to the end of June. So please do, if you have a ticket, check it. If your event is not the one in the RDF from now up until the end of June, please do request a refund and purchase our tickets, because we are live and we are going and we're getting fantastic feedback.
And I think it's a great one as well for a day trip out to Dublin as well. You know, you might not necessarily want to come at the weekend, but if you come on a weekday, you probably get better availability as well. So either plan
absolutely
in advance to do it at the weekend, or else maybe do it on a weekday. Why not?
Exactly, and that's where RDS is fantastic, because not only does it have parking on site, and you can get all the details of the parking on their website, it's also really well serviced by the Dart, it's close by, bus routes, etc. So it's very, very accessible for people to take a day trip, or indeed to drive up to see the show, as well as to visit it either on foot or by public transport.
I will be there. I've already been on saying, what day can I come? So Gillian, yeah, Wilson, thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem at all. We look forward to welcoming all your listeners.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.